Revolutionary Mandate Number 1 by Julius Lester. These are not the times to take your friends for granted, to assume that they will always be there. They may not be. And if you wait until the next time to tell them that they are very special to you, you may wait until someone calls you and says that so-and-so's body was found beneath the bricks of a dynamited building, or so-and-so was blown like water from a fountain over a midnight highway, or so-and-so was shot while he slept. Therefore, it is hereby mandated by the poets and artists and musicians who are responsible for the spirit and soul of the revolution that when you finish this poem, you are to call your brothers, sisters, and in your own way make them know that you love them, that because of their love you have become more you. Let them know. 5 minutes from now, you may never have the opportunity again. Revolutionary Mandate Number 2. Never leave a meeting hating your brothers and sisters, no matter how wrong you think they are. There will always be differences about the role of the proletariat, workers, blacks, women, strategy, tactics, but these are not important enough, are they, to make us hate each other. Never let your wife, husband, lover go to bed if anger is all you can communicate to each other. Never let your children go to sleep thinking that you are angry with them. Never leave on a trip unless your family knows of your intense love for them. Kiss, touch, feel. Not only your wife, husband, lover, but especially your friends. And never ignore an opportunity to love. Revolutionary Mandate Number 3. Each morning, we must wash in the blood of our martyrs, for their blood was shed for our lives. But the stones will not be rolled away from their tombs of a Sunday morning. We, the living, are the resurrection and the life. Therefore, drink this their blood in remembrance of them whose lives are no more, but who have found eternal life in us, their brothers and sisters.